Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher on a mission to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a little more grit, and a whole lot more stoicism. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and stoic? Well, yeah, it definitely involves resilience and discipline, but trust me, there's a whole lot of room for hope and positivity in the mix too. Especially when things get tough and let's be real, hasn't life been throwing curveballs lately? Today, we're diving into cultivating hope and positivity in those moments when everything feels like it's falling apart. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress and negativity? You know that feeling when the world just seems to be piling on, and all you want to do is crawl under the covers and hide? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Even amidst those storms, there's always a flicker of hope waiting to be ignited. So, how do we fend those flames? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more hope and positivity in your life. First up, practice gratitude. Seriously, it might sound cliche, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things, big or small, can shift your perspective dramatically. It's like rewiring your brain to focus on the bright side instead of the doom and gloom. Think about it this way. A simple cup of coffee, a warm shower, the laughter of a loved one, these seemingly ordinary moments are actually pretty awesome when you take a moment to truly appreciate them. Next, focus on what you can control. Life throws a lot our way, but we often spend energy worrying about things that are completely beyond our grasp. It's like trying to hold on to smoke, futile and frustrating. Instead, channel your energy into the things you can control. Your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. Third, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Strong relationships provide a sense of belonging, support, and love that can weather even the toughest storms. Make time for the people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. Fourth, find purpose in your struggles. We all face challenges, but those challenges often have the power to shape us, teach us valuable lessons, and ultimately lead us to greater growth. Think of it this way. Even a diamond is formed under intense pressure. So embrace the difficulties as opportunities for learning, resilience, and personal evolution. Finally, don't be afraid to seek help. We're not all superheroes, capable of handling everything on our own. There's strength in asking for support when you need it from a trusted friend, a therapist, or even a community group. Remember, reaching out doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're taking care of yourself and prioritizing your well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're struggling with a big project at work, deadlines are looming, and you feel overwhelmed. That feeling of impending doom? We've all been there. But here's the thing, instead of getting sucked into that spiral of stress, imagine taking a step back and practicing gratitude for your job, for the opportunity to learn new things, for your supportive colleagues. Suddenly, the situation feels less daunting, right? Maybe you can even channel some of that energy into tackling the project with renewed focus and determination. See what I mean? Cultivating hope and positivity isn't about denying reality, it's about choosing how we respond to it. It's about finding those glimmers of light even in the darkest moments, and remembering that even amidst the storms, there's always a chance for growth, resilience, and ultimately, joy. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. Focus on what you can control. Connect with those who uplift you. Find purpose in your struggles, and remember that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Trust me, even small steps can make a huge difference. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of hope and positivity. Leave a review, it really helps us spread the Stoic love. And be sure to join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #StoicStateOfMind. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.